we looked at each other and just nearly cried looking at the number. We knew people would probably be happy to contribute, but we didn't know it was going to come through so quickly and so generously.
One, two.
Hey everyone, welcome to another Give, Send, Go Spotlight interview. I have Drew with me. Him and his wife have set up an incredible campaign. And one of the great parts about setting up a crowdfunding campaign is that you can set up a goal, and as goals are reached, you can continue to extend it. You can continue to share with those who are giving more about the journey that you're on. So that's why we love Give, Send, Go. But Drew, we checked out your campaign. We heard about your story. Share a little bit about your family, about who you guys are, and why you got this campaign started.
Yeah, I'll try to make this short. It's kind of a long one. So our little girl was born at the start of lockdown back in 2020 here in New Zealand. And I didn't get to see her for the first 4 weeks of her life due to restrictions and things of that nature. But to make a very long story short, she had a number of surgeries. She was in NICU, the neonatal unit, for 7 months. And now, 3 years later, she's still quite delayed in her speech. And so we've recently discovered that maybe this isn't something that's going to kind of sort itself out on its own. And we've been to a number of speech language therapists, and they recommended they call it a talker. In order to, you push buttons and it talks for you and it kind of facilitates speech and communication. And so, yeah, we thought we need to get this. We really can't afford it. So let's just put it out there. A lot of people know our story. So we decided to do this campaign. A lot of people through our circles, both local and international, know her story. And so it just seemed like a good opportunity that people might want to chip in. And it was amazing. By the time we published it, within a few hours, we had the funds and then some. Yeah.
That's so cool. Wow. Yeah. What an incredible community. And guys, just for reference, you should go check out when I first heard about this campaign, I went over and watched their incredible video that has the real story a little bit longer, and then you can read their description. It really kind of lays out exactly this whole story, but now you're hearing it from the mouth of himself. And incredibly, you guys were able to raise those funds rather quickly. How did it feel seeing those funds kind of coming through?
Yeah, I mean, I think we looked at each other and just nearly cried looking at the number. I mean, it was just really amazing. We knew people would probably be happy to contribute, but we didn't know it was going to come through so quickly and so generously. And then even when the goal was met, people were still chipping in here and there. And so it was really amazing. Yeah, we were floored. So
I can imagine that. What a great moment. And not just the moment that you have the funds, but the moment where you realize this incredible community you have around you that, you know, whether globally, you know, that care about this. And why not? It's an incredible story. And it's really, you know, you can feel the love that's in your family when you hear your story. So you were able to accomplish your goal and were able to purchase the equipment needed. So what was that equipment? Just catch us up on that. And then how is Phoebe enjoying it?
Yeah, good question. So the equipment was an iPad mini, and there's an app also that you purchase for the iPad that's around $500. So our goal was $1,500, which we raised. We bought the iPad and we were waiting, and just heard back today from a speech language therapist that she goes to see as far as which app to buy, because there's a number of them that cost around the same amount. We wanted to make sure we got the same one. So actually, shortly after I end this conversation, I'm probably going to download it, put it on there, and kind of practice using it a little bit. And we'll probably start using it with her this afternoon. She's had a few goes with it in her speech therapy sessions, and she seems to have taken to it. So we're really looking forward to just seeing her get into it. My wife just spoke earlier to the speech language therapist, and some of what we'll be doing is using it ourselves to say things to her so that she begins to realize that that's something that she can use as well. Usually she communicates to us in sign or a handful of the verbal words that she does know. And so it will be good to show her kind of how she can use it, so that she will use it with us, because otherwise she won't learn how to use it because she's so used to communicating with us in her kind of shorthand sign way. So,
Right. We know that this is really the start to a long journey that your family has ahead of you. And what's also incredible is to see, you know, those people come around and bless you beyond what you actually, you know, what you were hoping for at the very beginning. But there's been more that's coming in, and people are beginning to see it. And those who are watching right now might be interested in going and checking that out. I hope you do. Just as a side, you can check that out at givesendgo.com/Phoebe's Voice. You can see the link here.
Every child deserves a loving family. However, adoption expenses can often be overwhelming. But with GiveSendGo, you can confidently start your adoption journey and allow others to support you through their prayers and giving. Give a child the gift of a forever home. Visit www.givesendgo.com to start your adoption campaign now.
With those extra funds, you guys are going to be putting that towards some therapy sessions. What will ongoing access to therapy like that be like for you guys in New Zealand?
Yeah, good question. So the long story short, again, of that is that we have to move home to my home, which is Raleigh, North Carolina. My wife's from here, and both of our children have been born here. So the access that we have here is not what we need it to be. We would either have to move to one of the larger cities, Wellington, Christchurch, or Auckland. But there happens to be an expert there in the Raleigh area that we're going to connect with over the summer. So we'll be there for at minimum 3 months, getting her assessed for, does she have this particular condition that we highlighted in our campaign that you can see? And from there, it's a short commute, 40 minutes or so back and forth from this speech language therapist to where we'll be staying there with my parents, just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And that'll go on 3 to 5 times a week for a minimum 3 to 6 months, because that's the maximum amount of time that my wife and children can stay in the US on tourist visas. And then from there, we'll have established a program as far as training her and helping her to form sounds on her mouth and say words and that. And that's something that we can work with her on. Shortly after we get through all of that, we're actually headed overseas, which is another long story, to working in Madrid, Spain. And so hopefully we're going to be connecting with a bilingual speech language therapist there that can also help. And we're just kind of taking it a day at a time and praying for her and hoping that she takes to it. So yeah, that's the plan.
Wow. Well, that's just incredible. That's, you know, and it's going to be an incredible journey for you guys to figure this out, what this looks like. And I hope that those who are listening, who are touched by this interview and hearing this story, we know, there are families like this that are out there in need. And it takes more than an iPad and a program, you know, to secure a quality of life that we would love to see someone have, especially a young girl. And so, you know, what I'm hearing is, you know, not only has the journey begun with this technology, these apps and things like that, but there's this whole journey of even traveling across the world to really begin to pursue that, develop a whole program, and then go even further. So you guys have that set up, you know, really as a part of your life as you move forward. And so there's going to be a constant need for finances and for extra help. And that's what, you know, that's what the global community has come to realize. We are a social media connected community now, more so than ever before. And so the way that we, our hearts are tugged and the way we connect with other communities is through online, which means that New Zealand is your back door. You know, America is your back, you know, it's everything's at your fingertips. And so we can be more effective with our generosity than ever before. We can be faster with our generosity than ever before. We've seen it so far with this campaign, but this campaign is going to continue to go on, and there's going to be a continued need just to see the quality of life and to see the abilities developed that are so necessary for communicating. Go check out the picture. Go check out the campaign. You'll see the smile on that little girl, and you're going to go, all right, I'm emptying out my bank account.
she's super cute, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, I want to just thank you so much, Drew, for sharing all that with us today. And for those of you who are listening, go check out that campaign. You can see the link listed right below us. And go check it out, read the story, watch the video, chip in. That's really what crowdfunding is all about, is people coming together to chip in and to help our neighbors out, really. And so go check that out and shoot them a prayer, shoot them an encouragement, and continue to build this family up as they continue to go after the things set before them. Jude, do you have any last things to share with us before we finish up?
I think just thank you so much to all of those that have already given. If you're watching this and if you're considering giving or have determined based on listening to this that you want to, thank you in advance. We just really appreciate it. We've been really moved just by the outpouring of support and are thankful to God for this platform and just being able to connect. I mean, I sent a tweet and asked people, hey, there are some websites where you can raise funds that maybe are not necessarily reliable. And so I put out, you know, what do you recommend? And someone recommended GiveSendGo. And I thought, okay, let's give it a go.
Go.
And put it together. And it's just the amount of love and support pouring out and just the messages coming through and anonymous donors coming. Thank you to those that we don't know. And yeah, we just really appreciate it. We're really thankful.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, one last thing, I would love to, you know, put you on the spot in the spotlight interview. What advice would you give to other parents in your similar position as you when it comes to, you know, navigating life in the context that you're in? What advice would you give? And, you know, how would you encourage those as you've needed to be encouraged in different places? I'm sure. How would you encourage others who are facing similar difficulties?
Pray. We're a family of faith. And I think we've so many prayers have gone up for Phoebe, our little girl, over the years. She's turning 3 soon. And so that would be first and foremost. Just because you pray doesn't necessarily mean that everything turns out the way that you want it to. We would know. A number of things happened that we didn't desire, but I guess that's my number one encouragement. Whether you have faith or not, you really can't go wrong with that, I don't think. You never know until you ask people to help out, you know, if you have needs in that. And so we felt a little bit self-conscious about it at first, creating the campaign and things, and just said, well, this is what our daughter needs. So let's just start something up and see what happens. And the outpouring was really amazing. So those are just the thoughts that come to my mind anyways.
Well, those are incredible and they're good. And I hope anyone who's listening that might stir in you and say, you know what? Sometimes it is. You just kind of got to get past yourself and pray and say, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
You know, and to ask, I think of that verse in James that says, you have not because you ask not. You know, it's just, and so often we can be too shy or nervous or how will people respond, but there are people out there ready and willing. And so I find that's incredible advice. And you can always use Give, Send, Go to help raise those funds. We'd love to provide that platform for anyone who'd like to use it. Well, again, Drew, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to continue to pray for your campaign, pray for your family as you guys have multiple stops ahead of you. And hopefully we'll keep our eyes open for any updates that come along, and we'll be rejoicing with you as you rejoice. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you everyone for listening in. You have an awesome day and continue to shine brightly.